Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. The Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
Hi, this is Lisa Kianoff. I'm reading you my January through March 2009 column for the CPA Technology Advisor, Better Technology for Better Clients. The title of this column is Credit Crunch Got You Down? Software as a Service May Pick You Up. The headlines scream Credit Crunch, and the word to companies across America, tighten your belt. That means three things for business. One, the need to invest in technology is even more important now. Two, borrowing money to invest in technology is going to be tough. Three, if you have money set aside, is technology where you want to spend it? The need to automate more or streamline operations, which is always a priority, seems a lot more critical now that the economy is fragile, and it's scary to be thinking about adding new people. What's a business owner to do? For Bill, the president of a quick service restaurant franchise, it's been a keep me up at night dilemma. He fears losing market share if he can't implement a business system that will handle critical areas like cash and credit management and business intelligence. He has some cash in the bank, but it is his safety net for tougher times, and he's not anxious to take on more debt by financing. Julie and her brother, who have taken over the family business, see an opportunity in a new division that could take off as companies embrace the new use of energy technologies. They have a strong need to build up their internal systems to handle distribution, but their traditional lending sources have dried up, so there's limited funding for what they need. It wasn't so long ago that companies like Bill's and Julie's were comfortable making investments. Now the world has changed, and they want to hold on to their cash to help weather the current economic unknown and a tightening of credit markets. But since a successful business can't let a little thing like an economic downturn ruin its plans, the time has come to consider how to proceed while still being cautious and smart. If a new system is needed, the answer may be to think outside the software box. Fortunately, there are some good options. First option, hosted software. You can still own the software, but it's installed at the hosting site, and they're responsible for the hardware, which saves you from investing in servers and networks. There's also an option where the hosting site owns the software license, so all you have is a monthly fee. Another option is Software as a Service, or SaaS. Your application is hosted as a service and is accessed over the Internet. You might think of it as renting your software, since you own nothing but your data. It comes in two flavors. First, hosted by the software publisher. Second, hosted by a service provider similar to regular hosting. Another option, software plus services. This is a new twist from Microsoft. It incorporates some of the options above, but Microsoft describes it as a combination of on-premise software, service provider hosted offerings, and publisher hosted software and services. For companies that have always bought their software, the thinking behind SaaS is likely to be foreign. Accountants and business advisors will rightly recommend their companies be sure they have good security and access to their information. And that might be hard to swallow if your server or your data and the software is housed elsewhere. Yet economics often drives the acceptance of new ways of doing old things. And the statistics on this so-called foreign concept are already starting to reflect that the case is being made. Gartner predicts that SaaS spending will top out at $6.4 billion in 2008. They project it will more than double to $14.8 billion by 2012. The Yankee Group is even more bullish. They expect SaaS revenue to exceed $20 billion by 2011. IDC says the $16.2 billion spent on SaaS, or cloud computing as they term it, in 2008 will climb to a whopping $42.3 billion by 2012. As credit tightens, SaaS and other similar options may be a sound alternative for businesses to get the tools they need without paying as much upfront using cash or credit. You trade saving up front for monthly payments that may not end, but you keep more cash and you may be able to get started with little or no credit approval. It may be that this or one of its variations is not for everyone, but if you or your clients are open to considering how to invest in the business without using up a lot of cash or credit, here are some of the pluses to consider about SaaS. You're essentially renting the software as needed. Pricing is usually based on number of users and may fluctuate with your needs. There's little upfront cost as the software investment is paid over time. There's little or no hardware investment needed as the software is housed elsewhere. The hosting entity is responsible to keep you up and running. This relieves the burden on your internal team and in some cases gives you round-the-clock monitoring of your system. Team members can access your data from any place they have internet access, which makes it easier to add and support your remote employees. In the event of a problem, you have easy remote access for data restoration. You free up your cash to be used elsewhere in the company. And finally, you minimize the use of your precious credit line. As with any solution, there are always some points business owners need to understand before they go down this road. Your team will still have the same learning curve to master the software. Training remains essential. There may be limitations on what can and can't be customized to your specific needs. Be sure you can live with those limitations. You need to be diligent in alerting your hosting company the first sign of problems with the software. The amount of services provided is determined by the host company. Read and understand the terms of the agreement so you know your time commitment and what service work is included in your monthly fee as well as what's outside the scope. What happens to your data if you want to end your relationship with the host? How do you get your final data, and what is their agreement to purge your information? What safety precautions do they have? If the internet goes down, can your business survive knowing your business data may not be available to you? Do your due diligence on the company delivering the SaaS. Confirm the data backup schedule and how you can access the backup in case of an issue. Don't let today's economic times make you tighten your belt so far that you slow revenue and therefore slow your own economic recovery. Businesses like Bill's and Julie's need more than ever to get their better business metrics and have tools that easily let them get answers to business questions so good decisions can be made. If SaaS or the other non-traditional options contribute to a win-win, it may be a good time to take a good look. Thanks for listening. This is Lisa Kianoff signing off.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit www.cpatechadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune into future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.